Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday said he plans to overhaul Russia's political system. Among the various changes, ending the popular election of governors and independent lawmakers. Putin says the changes are needed to combat terrorism. Critics say Putin is exploiting the terrorist attack on a Russian school as an excuse to greatly broaden his own powers. Back in Washington, President Bush made an unexpected visit on Sunday to the Russian embassy to sign its book of condolences for the hundreds of children, teachers, and parents who died in that attack. Michael McFaul is co-author of the book Between Democracy and Dictatorship, Russian Post-Communist Political Reform. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
At that visit, President Bush said that the U.S. stands shoulder to shoulder with Russia in the aftermath of this terrible attack. How true is that?
Well, I agree with the president that we should be shoulder to shoulder with the Russians when fighting terrorism. The question is not whether we should be fighting terrorism together, it's how we should be fighting terrorism together. And what I'm not convinced by is that the course that Mr. Putin has taken is actually an effective strategy for defeating the terrorists that we share as enemies.
When officials in the U.S. and other countries suggested that Russia might have to talk to some of the moderate Chechen leaders, President Putin said, "Why don't you meet Osama bin Laden, invite him to the White House, engage in talks with him, ask him what he wants, and give that to him so he leaves you in peace?"
And when he says that, I agree with him. I don't want my president to sit down with Osama bin Laden and to negotiate. But I do want my president to reach out to other people in Afghanistan, for instance, and find allies within that country that can help us fight terrorism. What Putin is doing is trying to say that everybody in Chechnya is an Islamic fundamentalist who believes in Osama bin Ladenism. That's just not true.
What has been the U.S. reaction, and what is the meaning for U.S.-Russian relations to the weakening of what are already weak, certainly newly created democratic institutions in Russia?
I think it's been inadequate. The only person that Putin listens to when he's talking about U.S.-Russian relations is the President of the United States. And the President of the United States has really shown that he's not concerned about democratic rollback in Russia. In fact, my model for this is Ronald Reagan. He used to meet with the Soviet dictators, and he called them an evil empire, but he also engaged with society. And when an interlocutor came along, Mikhail Gorbachev, that he thought he could do business with, he would do both at the same time. That is, work with the state, but also promote democracy within society.
Is it that there's other business that's more important at this moment in time than Russia's war with terrorists coming from Chechnya?
My guess is that that is President Bush's perception. He has three priorities now. It's Iraq, it's Iraq, it's Iraq. There's one country in the world where we know that two things exist together, terrorists and weapons of mass destruction. That's Russia. And if we don't have a really sophisticated strategy for dealing with that, I think in the long term, the Russians and us are going to be less secure.
Michael McFaul is a Hoover Fellow at Stanford University. He is the co-author of Between Democracy and Dictatorship, Russian Post-Communist Political Reform. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.